Well, let's have a look at this program of racing tonight where we're heading off to Pakenham on the synthetic track, and we've got Dean Lester with us to preview. How are things, Dean?
Good, thanks, Nat.
What do you think of this program tonight? Look, we've got 8 races, synthetic course. Did you find a couple of races we can really get into?
Yeah, I certainly like the latter part of the program, Nat, but not a huge amount of value, so hopefully we can shoot fairly straight on the races that, that we're going to play in, I think.
Okay, well, the first event's a 3-year-old maiden over 1,000, and take out the 5. Number 1, Bulgari at $1.90, Coach's Award at $4.20, Benella's at 5, Street Reward at $8.50, and Valour is an $8 chance.
Yeah, I like the favourite here, Bulgari. He's on the back up from last week, ran very well, and I think is suited here. He gets his chance to break through. Both runs have been terrific. To beat Coach's Award, this horse has had plenty of trials leading into this and well-educated for his debut. The year-old runners always seem to perform well on debut off the official trials. Benella ran quite well at Bairnsdale as a favourite. This is a stronger maiden, I feel, and maybe 7 Valour likewise. This is a bit stronger, but did show good speed on debut and we'd better for that experience. But I think Bulgari gets his chance to break through tonight. 1 from 2, 4 and 7.
So 1 from 2, 4, 7. We have a look at race 2. This race clear of scratch. Number 2, Chas Marlowe at $3.50, Integrated's at $4.60. Then you're down to $4.44, Miss Von Lozzi and Sacred Sisters at $2.60.
And she's the one I like, Sacred Sister. The one run last time in for the Glen Thornton stable was a terrific run at Warrnambool. It was a really high-pressure maiden and battled on well to run second and be better for that experience. I think it's well-placed first up to win. To beat 3 Integrated, he just keeps running well. It's been in the money 7 of his 10 runs and can certainly get into the finish again. Number 7, Miss Von Lozzi resumes from a spell. Thought trial quite well at Cranbourne recently and showed a little bit last time in, albeit over a little bit further. And perhaps number 5, Shoplifter, who hasn't raced for a long time but showed very good speed in a handy race last preparation, and first run for a new stable might be next best. But thought 8 would be very hard to beat. 8, 3, 7, 5.
So we go 8 from 3, 7, 5. Third race, takeout runners 3 and 5. We've got number 2, Careering Away at 5. Poster Man at 9. Safety Dance at 2.80. And then you're down to Speak Softly, who's a 3.30 chance.
Yeah, I quite like the run of Careering Away first up at Warrnambool, beaten by Night Falls. And Night Falls, whilst unplaced yesterday, ran very well at Sandown. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that form. He's a really consistent horse, been in the money 5 of 7. I think he's probably a 1 the win, 2 the place sort of play here and a pretty safe bet. Number 2, to beat 6, Safety Dance, just got badly held up on debut. It was big odds there, but had no luck at all and ran very well. Stablemate from the Hayes Dabney Yard, Speak Softly, was a good run at Kilmore last start. Wasn't if you took the $1.65, I suppose, but it ran well. And Regan Bayless taking over here, and maybe 4 Poster Man, who is on the back up from last week. I thought he had a good chance in a moderate maiden last week and ran quite well. I think this is a slightly stronger race and I've put him in for 4th. 2, 6, 13 and 4.
So we go 2, 6, 13, 4. Race 4, maiden over 1,600. Take out 7, 12, 13 and the 14. We've got number 1, Elter's Arm at 8. $8 Full of Theories. Down to Inner Brew at 6.50. 2.15 Mr. Monaco. Rock and Rhythm and also Super Tie both at 9, and Blossomo is at $8.50.
Yeah, I think the Richard Lamming stable hold the key to the race here with numbers 3 and 4. I thought Inner Brew ran quite well on debut, and that was quite recently. Ben Malham rides here. I think off that run has got a good chance. Mr. Monaco ran quite well first up at Sandown. Has had 6 weeks between runs. Gets blinkers on first time and has been scratched on 2 or 3 occasions. So takes its place here. But that little bit of time between runs is a bit of a concern, but I'll be very keen to watch the market closer to the race, how it reacts to these two. But I think one of the two will probably win. I'm going 3 from 4. 1, Eltazam, first up run at Mornington was quite good. The format of that race is not too bad. And then stepped up in trip last start. Comes back to the mile here, but I think from a good draw can be competitive. And 6, Super Tie, was an okay run first up, and he'll be better maybe when he gets over further, but certainly can get around the placings here. But I think 3 and 4 are the key runners. 3, 4, 1 and 6.
So we go 3 from 4, 1 and 6. We now have a look at the legs of the quaddie, race 5 being the first of those. And there are no scratchings. Number 2, Brugolino at $2.90. 3, Esposito Gold at $6. French Skyline at $4.40. Dashing Savannah is at $8.950 for Sicali, and Pirulina is a $7 chance.
Yeah, the local here, Brugolino's racing well. She's been very consistent of late since joining the Frankie Stockdale stable. Didn't have the luck at the right time last week, and certainly looks a good winning chance here, especially going back to fillies and mares grade number two to beat four French Skyline, who won a 58 grade race on the synthetic here last start. Did quite a good job, but it was very well ridden there. Gets the claim here for Fred Kersley. Looks a legitimate chance. Pirulina is a winner at this track and distance. I thought she was ticking over really well, then went to 2,000, which might have been a bridge too far for her, and then last start was just an even run. But I think she's competitive in a race like this, and Dashing Savannah off a maiden win last start can measure up to this slightly higher grade. But pretty even start to the quality now. It's 2 the one to beat, though. 2, 4, 8 and 6.
So we go 2 from 4, 8 and 6. In that event. Then we go to race 6. He can take out 2, 4 and also 8. Number 1, Appalachian Annie is at 6. 3.50 Yulong Yong Zing. 6 for Silkstone. And then you're down to 4.20 Flash Cash. And Zarpoya is at $7.50.
Yeah, I think the key runner here is number 3, Yulong Yong Zing. First run for Kieran Ma, formerly with Darren Weir. Horse hasn't raced for well over a year, but trialled very nicely at Cranbourne back on May 7. And this is a horse that sort of went round $7.50 in a Group 3 Zetative, only two starts back. He's had the long time off, but the trial suggests he's going well, and he's got an effective record at this distance, and he's unbeaten first up. I'm going to go with him first up off the long break. I think Matt Laurie's got a good hand in the race with Silkstone, who really didn't have any luck at all at Sale, ran well there. He can be very competitive, and his other runner, Flash Cash, I thought trialled quite nicely recently, and Ben Malham takes the ride here. And 1, Appalachian Annie, she's got a big weight, but I think she's going okay for the new stable. Her run at Sale was quite good. She was beaten less than half a length, and the firm surface here certainly suits, and she'll give a good sight. 3, 5, 10 and 1.
So we go 3 from 5, 10, 1. Race 7, this is over 1,400. Take out runners 1 and 14. We've got number 2, Notable Choice at 9.50. Buckhound at 8. Vladivostok at 4, 4.70 for Exploitations. Now to Strike Action at 7.50, Lakeside Ovals at 4.40. Judah is an $8 chance.
I'm going to go with Exploitations here first up from a spell. She's trialled quite nicely recently. Was ridden along in the trial, was given a really solid hit out, but that's okay. She's got a kick off at 1,400 metres. She's drawn for a good run. I'm leaning her way from 5, Vladivostok, who's run at Benalla. Last start was quite good on pace and battled on well, and is racing really consistently. 4, Buckhound, I thought trialled quite nicely at Werribee recently in a jump out. Wasn't really asked to do a lot. Won on the turf at Pakenham last preparation. And 9, Lakeside Oval, who track's been playing very fast this season, but it ran very good time on the synthetic winning here 2 weeks ago and can measure up again. 6, 5, 4 and 9.
So we go 6 from 5, 4 and 9, and then we go to the last, and here you can take out 11, 14, 15, 16. 1, Believing at 5, then you're down to 2.15, Usain Bowler, and all the others are at double figures.
Yeah, I'm a real fan of this horse, Nudge, Usain Bowler. I think he's a real talent. He got out to massive odds on debut and got the money, beating a talent in Vitani. It's given a very easy trial at Cranbourne recently, but the last 100 metres he really smoked through the line, and Mark Zara riding, I think he'll win the last. I'll be putting Believing in as the main danger. He's not a regular winner, but the key here is he's drawn a gate where he doesn't have to get right back to last, and I think from there he can run well. 4, Ad Finum, ran well first up at Sale. Again, beaten less than a length there and didn't get a lot of room. Ran quite well, and the extra distance holds no fears. And 9, Wanted Diva, who I expected a bit more of first up, perhaps fitter, but getting close to D-Day for her. 6, 1, 4 and 9.
So we go 6, 1, 4, 9. And what about a best, Ruffy, Quaddy and Player of the Day?
The best is the last now. It's race 8, number 6, Usain Bowler. The best value is near enough to the each way, but as I said, a 1x2 play on race 3, number 2, careering away as the value. The Quaddy, first leg, 2, 4, 6 and 8. Second leg, 1, 3, 5 and 10. Third leg, 4, 5, 6 and 9, and come home on just numbers 1 and 6. And the play of the day is a parlay 2-3, and that is race 1, number 1, Bulgari, race 2, number 8, Sacred Sister, and race 8, number 6, Usain Bowler.